The head of a national review board investigating the extent and reasons for sexual abuse by Catholic priests is resigning. Frank Keating, a former federal prosecutor and governor from Oklahoma, created controversy with his blunt comments about Catholic bishops. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This has been building for days now.
You're right, it has, Bob. It began last Thursday when Keating gave an interview to the Los Angeles Times. In the interview, he said that some of the bishops were not cooperating with the board, specifically with a survey that they've sent out in which the bishops are asked to say how many priests had been accused of sexually abusing minors way back since the 1950s. Keating said some church officials, he wouldn't name them, were acting like the mafia, as he put it, like La Cosa Nostra. And then he specifically criticized the head of the Los Angeles Archdiocese, Cardinal Roger Mahoney. He said Mahoney was listening too much to his lawyers and not enough to his heart in the way he was doing all of this stuff. Mahoney was outraged. He called Keating's comments the last straw, and that was really the beginning of the end for Keating.
How much resistance had the bishops been giving the review board?
Well, Bob, it's varied. The survey was sent out in the spring, and about two-thirds of the 195 dioceses have returned them. But some bishops have really big reservations. The survey asked for the number of accused priests, not their names, but some bishops worried that the information could be used to identify priests and victims, and that could violate state privacy laws. Now, Cardinal Mahoney was the most vocal opponent. In April, he said in a letter to all the cardinals and major archbishops in the country that the Catholic Church should terminate the contract with the researchers conducting the study. And then last month, all the bishops in California called for a halt in the study. Mahoney says they've now resolved their concerns and they're cooperating with the survey, but clearly Frank Keating thought there was a lot of foot-dragging still going on, and he said so.
The bishops are going into their semi-annual meeting this week. How does this make them look?
Well, it's mixed. You know, ever since the bishops agreed to form a 13-person review board of lay Catholics, the bishops have really been walking a tightrope. I mean, they pledge to be more transparent and accountable, but that transparency can be really uncomfortable. It can result in lawsuits and a lot of dirty laundry being aired. Some victim advocate groups, and really others, say Keating's resignation shows that the bishops are not serious about reforming the church. You know, that they want to protect their own, and that if a board member is too much of a straight shooter, he or she will be pressured off the board. But, you know, others say that Keating's comments were simply too incendiary, and the board, which is filled with really some pretty prominent and very assertive people, they're just going to put their noses to the grindstone and do their job.
Now, what's next?
Well, the bishops meet this week, and you can be sure that this is going to be a big topic behind closed doors. The bishops really haven't officially scheduled any discussions about sexual abuse. Keating's going to make his resignation letter public today or tomorrow, and the bishop will appoint a new chairman, probably someone already on the board, and the board continues its work. You know, theoretically, the survey is supposed to be completed by the end of the summer. And then the board starts phase two of the study, looking at the causes of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.